This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me. I had one busy week. Let me tell you how it capped off. Here's how it capped off and why I wasn't available yesterday. So I'm leaving New York to fly back home. By the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I just assume everybody knows me, right? Yeah, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So I'm flying back from New York, and I'll talk about New York in just a second, but I'm flying back, get on the plane, everything's good, I'm excited to get back, I'm exhausted, busy week, time zone shifts from the stuff I was doing in New York, hosting Fox and Friends, which begins prep work at about 4:30 in the morning Eastern time, which is 1:30 in the morning my time. So I might as well just stay up all night, you know, go party and just show up to work the next morning. But no, I have to go to bed early. So I go to bed in order to get up at 4:30, well, or earlier than that to prep, you know, to get primp and get pretty. But I got to be up around 3:15 so I can go over and start doing my work at Fox at 4, you know, 4-ish. So I'm effectively getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning my time. But I'm having to go to sleep at 8, you know, not say 7 o'clock in Eastern time or 8 o'clock Eastern, which is 5 o'clock in the afternoon my time. So that was my cross the bear in order to do my weekend on hosting Fox and Friends. And I'll get more into that in a second. But anyway, I go back, flying back, and get on a plane. I'm excited to get home because I'm exhausted, want to see my family. And the plane, turns out a lady almost dies. An Egyptian lady, she gets on the plane, she doesn't have all of the oxygen she needs, and she's back, right, a seat right behind me, and she's just, so the lady sitting with her, I didn't hear her, by the way, I had my earbuds in, listening to music, the lady sitting next to her, a lady from Haiti, and another lady, I believe, from Ghana, and I don't know what the deal was, why there are these three African ladies sitting, or of African descent, sitting in the same row. It wasn't racial, by the way, that we were all there. But long story short, they notice that she's breathing heavy, and they say, this is not good. So the lady goes, no, don't call the flight attendant over. I'm good. And the other lady saw her and said, no, it's just too much. Got to do it. So they call the flight attendants over. Flight attendants come over, get her, take her to the back of the plane, put her in the last seat in the plane, make an announcement, is there a doctor in the house? And somebody, yes, I happen to be a medical doctor. I slept at a Holiday Inn last night. And they go back and look at her. And we're thinking on the plane that, yeah, it's, you know, they'll resolve it. We'll figure it out. They bring all the plane's oxygen to the back, four canisters. And apparently they only had 2 hours' worth of oxygen on a five-hour flight. So they decide they got to divert. And we're, I don't know, an hour into the flight. They got to divert. And they must land in Little Rock, Arkansas. And they chose that location because they said it's still on our flight path or something like that. So we land in Little Rock, Arkansas at the Bill and Hillary Clinton Airport. I took a snapshot. They have these monitors all over. And they monitor, you know, say different things. Welcome to, you know, Little Rock, Arkansas, whatever. And then eventually tells you the name of the airport. And it is the Bill and Hillary Clinton Airport, which I find ironic. So we get we're in the plane on the tarmac. They come get paramedics, come get the lady. They take her off. And I didn't know it was a lady at the time, but they took the person off. I found all the stuff out later and didn't even know it was in the seat right behind me until later. But long story short, they take her off. We sit out there for about an hour. They tell us, well, because of FAA regulations and the fact that we made an overweight landing, which I don't know what that means. That's kind of scary. If you say, well, why were we overweight to begin with? Couldn't we have gone on a diet? But they make an overweight landing in Little Rock. We So now we've got to have a specific FAA inspector inspect the plane, and FAA requirements are that they do the pre-flight checks all over again, which they could do that there. So we learned when the captain came back and said, hey, we got to fly somebody in from Dallas who has to look at the plane. But there is some good news. We're going to deboard and disembark. You guys will go out. We've got food set up for you. We were like, oh, good, food and drink. So we get off the plane. It took probably 30 minutes after that. They kept telling us, oh, it's there. They're setting up the food. So we're thinking it's going to be like some kind of buffet that they've set up to inconvenience us. Nope. It was a little package, cookies, package like, what do they call them, Goldfish and Capri Suns. It was like stuff we give out at my son's baseball game. So I get out there. Now I'm mad. I'm like, this is the food. This is what you tantalized us with and had us waiting on. I'm happy you got this person off the plane. And nobody complained. Somebody's life was at stake. This lady would have died. Yeah, she would have died. So anyway, that's the food they gave us. So there was a Quiznos nearby, not to give them a shout out, but I do like them. So I went to Quiznos, got a sandwich. It was packed. Everybody was doing the same thing. And we ate. But long story short, that was the reason for the delay. I couldn't get my show, get back in time to do the show yesterday because it was just a zoo. And all because this lady from Egypt did not bring enough, I guess, oxygen. I don't know enough about her illness, you know, to say. The lady sitting next to her, we talked, and she said, yeah, Kevin, I have asthma. We got to know each other because we were all like, it was like a traffic jam. We all got out of our cars. And she says, I have asthma. And I was watching this lady, and she goes, I know how my asthma feels. So whatever she had, it was getting worse. So that she was the one who said, I had to bring the flight attendant over. And the lady was like going, no, 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 no. But I could hear her breathing. You know, heavy. I just thought, you know, she was sleeping or snoring or something, but you never know. Anyway, lots of stuff happened. I'll talk about New York. Needless to say, I hosted Fox and Friends over the weekend. They are trying people out to see who will be the permanent person in that slot. And I got the call this last week. So hopefully I did not embarrass you guys and did a good job. It's funny. It's an awkward thing to do that show when there's two personalities there and you know, they're dealing with somebody every single day that's different over the past 8 weeks. And, you know, it's been Griff Jenkins. It's been Ed, Henry and various other people in that spot. And so I got my shot and hopefully represented you well. Lots going on today, folks. Needless to say, while I was in the air, we had the incident with the church shooting, so we'll talk about that. And radicalization is what I want to focus on today. So listen to the Kevin Jackson Show back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. So, Antifa on November the 4th had taken out a full-page ad in a New York City, New York Times, and had announced in 20 locations that it was going to be radical, this, that, and the other. And we covered it when I was co-hosting Fox News. Fox and Friends. And, yeah, it was funny. In the prep meetings, everybody was saying, you know, what's going to happen, Kevin? Pete Hedgepeth, he was saying, you know, what do you think? Should we cover it? And the producers were all trying to figure things out. And I said, you got to cover it because you don't know what's going to happen. It would be remiss. But at the end of the day, I don't think much is going to happen. You can't give a warning to people like, we're going to be out here and we're Antifa. And in fact, the title on it the next day for us was Anti-Fail. But you can't put that out there and come out with, you know, let people know, hey, we're going to be out here with our chains and our brass knuckles and everything else, and then think you're going to be safe. I think Antifa, honestly, got more afraid of what could potentially happen to them than what they could potentially do to us. And look, I said this about Occupy Wall Street. I said, you know, this will be, it's the, how did I put it? I was at the CPAC that year and I said, we won't even remember who these guys are. You know, it'll be, I said, you'll remember them like you would Whoopi Goldberg's, I think I said her, profile on one of these dating sites or something. I don't remember what it was, but it was funny because people cracked up. And I don't remember things after I say them. But what I'll tell you is it was a big bust. It was a failure. And I'm glad it was a failure on the sense that maybe Antifa's finally figured out that nobody's afraid, nobody's intimidated. And oh, by the way, you're the fascist. But here's the thing you can rest assured for, you know, of anything I tell you today. I mean, I'm going to tell you a lot of stuff that you can remember, but here's one you can start with. Antifa in a year won't even be around. They won't be around. And I'll tell you something else. Black Lives Matter is already marginalized to the point where nobody cares. They've got money behind them, Soros money, who knows. But nobody cares. It's racist. It's anti-American in so many ways. And people have sickened of the idea that we have to make some sort of special concessions because you're black. This country gives you an opportunity. These little fascist, you know, kids that are living in mommy's basement looking for any excuse to be mad about something, mostly white kids. You know, what are they protesting? We're going to help black people. Well, I tell you what, if you want to help black people, protesting about us isn't going to help. I'm just saying. It's like, Kevin, I'm going to protest on behalf of somebody buying you a burger. Well, you know what? Hey, I tell you what, how about we do this? How about you buy me a burger? I don't want you protesting on my behalf. So I got into a little bit of a rift, if you want to call it that, with this white kid. I interviewed Sheriff. Well, I didn't interview Sheriff. Actually, I was. I was in that interview on the weekend with Sheriff Clark. And he can't, you know, Sheriff Clark doesn't mince words. He said, you know, Kevin, it's these bunch of little snowflake, you know, pansy white kids. You know, because I asked him, I said, I find it insulting that these bourgeois white kids think they're the ones who should be, you know, protesting on behalf of America because of us, because of black people. Look, we've been protecting ourselves for millennia. So what are you talking about? You're going to come protect us. I don't need you. So Sheriff Clark called them snowflakes. I called them snowflakes. Now, there's two ways to think of snowflakes. A snowflake is your white girl. Like, if you're a black dude and you're like, yeah, man, they're like, Kev, you dating that white girl? Yeah, man, got me a little snowflake. That's what we, in the vernacular, we call a white girl, a snowflake. Okay? But the bigger meaning has become, that's sort of overtaken it, is the idea of a snowflake college student, meaning somebody who can't handle the heat, and typically is a white person, but doesn't have to be. It's the experience of you get put them, those people under pressure or in the heat and they melt, you know, or they collapse like a Hollywood stage chair. So that's the notion. So that was the notion. That was the way that me and Sheriff Clark used that terminology. So some guy writes to me and he's mad. Kevin, I can't believe you would demean white people. I turned it off the minute that you said turned off Fox. The minute you said that. And so I wrote him back and I went, okay, fine. You know, thanks for the update. I don't think it, you know, I'm sure, you know, I don't know how Nielsen or Arbitron looks at the numbers, but I'm sure it registered. So congratulations to yourself. But you're offended over me using snowflake and you're making a racial reference, and I wasn't. I was making a pansy reference. I said, if you want to be mad at me, be mad that I called you guys pansies. But I said, but the bigger issue around that is you accept it. So you obviously believe you are one of those snowflakes who's a pansy. It was racial, man. I've looked it up and it means, you know, and I said, look, first of all, and I gave him the definition. You're right. There is the snowflake definition of a white chick. But there's also the snowflake definition of you millennials and you college kids and you're pansies. And you're not going to convince me that I said anything wrong because that term has been used. It's used by lots of people. I know you might like me to change it, you know, because the left certainly loves to change, you know, bully us around with the lexicon. But as it stands right now, I'm never going to quit saying it. But as it stands right now, it is an acceptable term for millennials who aren't willing to fight for anything. So, long story short, yesterday, after I got through all my ordeal with, you know, flying around and everything else, the kid writes me back and says, "Mr. Jackson, I'm really sorry. You were right," etc. Because it was funny, he sends me the definition of a snowflake as a young white girl, and I told him, I said, "Read the message I just sent you that said there's two definitions, and that's one of them." And then he got quiet for a bit, and then when I landed and got situated and all that, he sends me the note apologizing, which I told him it's big of him to do that. So I'm glad he did. But anyway, Antifa. So we're going to talk a lot about Antifa today in the subcontext of the shooting, in the subcontext of radicalization of America and radicalization of Muslims, radicalization of these snowflakes, these kids in college that don't even know what they're fighting for, radicalization of blacks in America, and so on and so forth. That's what the left does. It wants you to be upset. I've talked about this from a psychological point of view. If you are not happy, you don't want other people happy. You don't see happiness as, wow, I aspire to that. You see it as something to be jealous of. And that's exactly what's happening right now. The left want you to be miserable with them. Do you know the saying? Misery loves company. And it does. Misery. But as a conservative who may be down and out or whatever and miserable, you know what I do? I go, man, I want to be happy. I was talking to one of the people on the plane when I flew in, and we were all, you know, everybody's upset. And so I said, well, let's watch some comedy. So we put on a couple of comedy clips. We were all laughing. There were people coming over. What are y'all doing? We're watching comedy. Why not? We're stuck here. You know, people looking for hotels and who knows. So why not enjoy it? Anyway, when we come back, we're going to delve into the church shooting and a bunch of other stuff, folks. I'm so glad you're here. Glad to be with you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, the author of Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism. And let me tell you, while I was in New York hosting Fox and Friends over the weekend, I will tell you, I witnessed it firsthand. You want to know what they were talking about? How much more money it was going to take to protect the Boston, the New York City Marathon, than it did in previous years. All the news was, well, we've got extra snipers out. We've got extra police deployed. And so on and so forth. That's what they were talking about. What is terror costing us in this century? People talk about, you know, leftism and this war on terror as if it's some, you know, something that's offshore. Like it's in Europe, and the war on terror is being fought in the Middle East in a few countries like France and Germany. No, it's being fought here. Going through the airport with this fake idea of security is laughable. It took an hour longer for me to process through the airport in both directions because of the terror attack in New York that had happened earlier in the week. Longer. And I don't know what money gets allocated. I've lamented that on every ticket you purchase, there's a Homeland Security thing, and we're paying for this false sense of security that got 8 people killed in New York and 12 people mortally wounded. I mean, these people are going to be dealing with this. One lady I heard just lost both legs. So it's changing people's lives. The cost of terror has changed the lives of, what, 52 people or whatever the number was in Las Vegas, and hundreds of others who were wounded. And you know what? The Republicans are too dumb to bring these people back to go talk to those over 500 people who were wounded in that attack and see how their lives were changed forever. For a guy who's an avowed Democrat, who worked on the Hillary Clinton campaign, and who shot and killed 50-plus people and wounded almost 500 or roughly 500 others. Let's go trot these people out and let the world see what the remnants are from the anger and the hate that's being bred in these people. That's right, it's being bred. I talk often about the hatred being taught to young blacks to hate white people on sight. No reason. We know of the hatred being taught by the Muslim community, kids that go, I hate America, burning the American flag. They don't even know why. We help more people around the globe, we conservative Americans do this and know the our reward, if you want to call it that, is for us to be demonized and hated. So I'll give you a good example. You've got a Muslim who ran over 20 people total, killed 8, wounded 12 others. Mortal, I mean, just in ways you don't even want to think about. Lady lost her legs. And what does the left do? They come to us and they tell us, you know what? He's okay. He was radicalized in America. It's, you know, it's not his fault. They tell us Uzbekistan wasn't on Trump's travel ban. See? That's their excuse. Let me put it a way you might understand it more clearly. What if a Tea Party person, in the name of the Tea Party, like if he yelled out, Holy Lipton Tea, and he drove a Home Depot truck over 20 people, killing 8 and wounding 12 others the way that these others have been wounded, where somebody loses their legs, would the left be coming to the defense of us? Would they say, look, they were radicalized when they came to the big city, or they got radicalized when they went to the country? Would they care when the Tea Party member that did that was radicalized? Or would they go, look at that Tea Party. We tried to tell you, racism, they'd look at every angle. We'd know the nationality of every single person, why it was done. Let me tell you who got killed in that attack by this Muslim in New York City when he ran over these folks. You want to know who got killed? A bunch of Christians. You want to know who got killed in that attack at the church outside of San Antonio, Texas? A bunch of Christians. We'll get to that in a bit. So, I'm just floored at the level of hypocrisy that the left, and by the way, the predictability, because we all know they're going to blame the gun. A new church shooting where Christians are targeted. Can you imagine, for the record, if this were a mosque? I want you to think about, whenever you think about the news cycle and what's going on, that so a church gets shot up. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Now, what if it were a mosque? An atheist walked into a church and killed a bunch of people. Dozens. Now, I want you to think, if a Christian had walked into a mosque and killed dozens of Muslims, what would we be talking about? Would we be talking about the guns? Yep. But we would be talking about all kinds of other elements. We'd be talking about Islamophobia. We'd be talking about xenophobia. We'd be talking about racism, you name it. We know a lot about this shooter now. He's an atheist. They tell us he was going after his in-laws. So not only is he an atheist and he has no core belief in any system, a system of judgment and accountability, which would lead him to go shoot up a church, he's also vindictive. He's evil and mean-spirited. He can't just say, my relationship with this person is done, or my in-laws made my life miserable, but I no longer have to deal with them because they're, you know, I don't know. I think they were divorced or whatever. Him and the woman, if I can presume it's a woman, because, you know, that could get me in trouble. But this guy was in need of anger management. You remember that Lawrence O'Donnell clip we played where the guy can't, he's got a problem with his earpiece and he's just on a tirade? That's the way liberals live. Liberals live, leftists, they live on the edge, the hairy edge of reason. They don't have any reason, any reasoning powers, no logic. And so they live on the hairy edge of it because they back themselves into a philosophical and ideological corner, and they're mad every time they're confronted that they can't rationalize it. They're like children. Everything ends in a tantrum with a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old. They don't sit down and go, you know, mother, I was thinking the other day about that bit of a tantrum that I threw. I was wrong for that. Yes, mother, I apologize. They don't do that. They don't have that ability. Trust me, I was in the thick of them. People that think at Fox it's so liberal. I was on outnumbered. Two of the women on there were absolute leftist. Absolute, utter leftist. These aren't conservatives we're debating. Marie Harf is such a waste of space. I guess they brought her on because, it's tough to find liberals that can, put two sentences together without sounding like a monkey. But, yeah, because I don't get it. Anyway, this guy's an atheist, going after his in-laws, needs anger management, got this gun that he used illegally. And for the record, just like leftists love illegals coming into the country, if you think they love them, they love illegal guns. They love them. The only thing they love more than illegal guns is when somebody uses them in a crime. So leftists and then go trot out their whole, the whole narrative of the gun did it. The gun is evil. Look at that evil gun. That's the way they work. I offer to you folks that leftism is our biggest problem in America. It's bigger than terrorism, global warming, BLM, Antifa, the national debt, the overspending, you name it. It's bigger than all of it. It's costing us trillions of dollars. If you got rid of leftists, your crime rate would drop exponentially. I'm talking 900%. It would go down 90%. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you'd have a reduction across the board. All these laws that we have, it would be practically utopian if we got rid of leftists. You wouldn't have acts of terror. You'd have reasonable dialogue and discourse. You could talk about issues. We'd be a peaceful, much more, happy society without leftists. I know crime would, as I said, would go down tremendously, but other things, aggravation would drop, the aggravation factor. Can you imagine kids actually learning, people going to work and enjoying life again? Leftists never question the quality of life in other countries. They're constantly questioning the quality of life here, as if America's so bad. They gleefully remind us that No. When Muslims come over here and then they commit an act of crime in America, they weren't radical before they got here. They got here and they noticed how bad things were and then they became upset. That's the narrative. It's pretty pathetic. When we come back, I want to talk about radicalization. What are the roots of radicalization? Who's responsible for radicalization? Because I know the answer. I bet you do too.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
You look stressed, Marie. Everything okay?
Well, I'm a little worried. Scott got a letter from the IRS that we owe $30,000. Now third-party collectors are calling. The IRS may start garnishing our wages, and we just can't afford that.
Relax, Marie. Just do what Mark and I did and call Community Tax.
Community Tax's highly accredited team of tax professionals knows how to protect your savings and stop wage garnishments, audits, levies, liens, and property seizures. Depending on your circumstances, you may only have to pay a fraction of what you owe. If you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford to pay, call our toll-free hotline to learn how you can resolve your tax problem and potentially save thousands of dollars. Don't pay a penny more than what you have to. And don't be fooled by scams or harassed by collection agencies. Even if you're already in a payment plan, call now for a free consultation. For your free 5-minute best price guarantee quote that could save you thousands, call 800-792-8287. That's 800-792-8287. 800-792-8287.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I've talked about the amount of money spent protecting us from radicals radical Islam, radical leftists, you name it. Increased presence of police here and there, building more prisons. They call it the prison industrial complex. The media feeds into it. They love it. When that church shooting occurred in Texas, whether you believe it or not, the left celebrated it. The gun control lobby celebrated it. Muslims celebrated it. Oh, white guy did it. The white establishment, the leftist establishment, the elitists, they celebrated it. Oh, we got us another white, you know, right-wing hero, who, by the way, is an atheist and is a left-winger. Don't think that's going to change the narrative. Don't think they're going to sell it that way. No. They're happy it wasn't a Muslim. They're happy that churchgoers got shot up. You can bet there were people in this country on the left who said, yeah, kill those sanctimonious Bible thumpers that think they know it all. They're the people who voted for Trump. That's what you'd hear from these folks. They want you to believe they love and they care about you. Chelsea Handler tweeting, yeah, killing all those people, the guns, it's the guns, killing those church people. Chelsea Handler doesn't care about the fact that church people got killed. She doesn't know what the inside of the church looks like. I tweeted to her, Chelsea, you do know they did not shoot up a mosque. Don't waste too much sympathy on us Christians. Yeah, Chelsea wanted to protect us. Deborah Messing of Will and Grace, she wanted to protect us from our guns. Crazy gun nuts. Doesn't matter if this guy had an illegal gun. No, that doesn't fit the narrative. He's a guy who went and shot up a church. Like she cares. She's Jewish. It wasn't a synagogue. Deborah Messing. Doesn't matter. On the heels of the New York City terror attack, where this Uzbekistan Muslim came to America on a diversity visa, mowed down 20 people on bikes, killed 8 of them, we get a shooter in Texas. And here's what these events have in common, folks. First, they are both acts of terror. Second, and certainly the biggest commonality involving these two is leftism, because both of these men were radicalized in America. That's right. In regards to the horrific event in Texas, leftists are going to once again talk about gun control. We got to ban the guns. That's the mantra. Now, given that the number of these attacks dramatically increased during the time of Obama, I contend that leftism radicalized that killer. But I'll get back to that. Guy's name was Keller, by the way, or Kelly. Kelly. Vox, which is a leftist online rag, they recognize the radicalization of America, but they only point the finger at white America. And here's what it says. It raises the question, why is this leading people to such extremes in terms of radicalization? And it goes on. I turn to experts on radicalization and terrorism for answers. One thing that surprised me, they consistently said the processes of radicalization are similar across ideologies, whether the person is a jihadist, a white supremacist, or some other belief system. The processes are much the same. Mary Beth Altier, an expert on radicalization at New York University, told me there aren't any distinctions between joining a group like the KKK and ISIS. That's Obama's baby, ISIS. The Democrats birthed the KKK. Now, as for Saipov, the Russian Muslim terrorist, Muslim terrorist who killed the people in New York. I'm associating him with the Russians. Check it out. Anyway, and who mowed down all these people in this terror attack, leftists declared that he got radicalized in America. And they've said this a couple of times. Killed people in San Bernardino, they talked about how he came over, but he was radicalized when he met his wife, and she came over, and she radicalized him. In other words, it isn't that they come over bad. No, not at all. They get here, and then they become radicals. That's right. Now, here's how Politico describes what I can only call hateful America as it pertains to Muslims. We need to think about these problems now because the political climate in both places, Europe and America, cannot be more perilous. In the United States, the relentlessly Islamophobic Donald Trump outdid himself on Monday, calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the U.S. Trump and other Republican presidential candidates like Ben Carson brazenly hurl insults and invective against Muslims abroad and impugn the patriotism of Muslim Americans. The mass killing in San Bernardino, coming after the July attacks by Mohammed Youssef Abdeliz, the so-called Chattanooga shooter who killed five persons, only provided more ammunition, and the right-wing media is engaged in unbridled and vulgar demonization of American Muslims. Never mind that according to FBI's, most domestic terrorists are carried out by right-wing Christian men. The terrorist attacks in Paris in January and November have also deepened French Islamophobia and increased the influence and audacity of the right wing in general and the National Front in particular. In fact, there's been a noticeable negative shift on the part of a growing number of Europeans toward Muslim immigrants and their descendants. Now, I want you to think about a few things. They are now going to attack the words nationalist, native, things like that. You're either a nationalist or a nativist if you love country. I want you to understand the words you're hearing and how important they will become in the next few weeks, depending upon how you react. See, I'm a proud nationalist. I'm a proud nativist. If that means I put America first, put me in there. And you should be as well. But they want you to be mad about it. They want you, I'm not a nativist. I'm not a nationalist. Oh, no. I don't put America first. And what's funny, as they describe all the white attacks, that white men are the ones killing people, they do nothing but tell you about the attacks by brown people, specifically Muslims. Mohammed Youssef Abdeliz, the so-called Chattanooga shooter who killed five people. Before that, the Muslims who shot up and killed all those people in San Bernardino. After that, the Muslim that killed 50 people or so at Pulse nightclub. After that, the Muslim that mowed down, these people and whatever. So they have no ammunition, because here's the other sorry thing. If you want to blame Stephen Paddock, well, guess what? He was a Democrat. He doesn't fit your stereotype. Most domestic terror attacks are carried out by white Christian men. Lie. No reference point. Dylann Roof, he was not a right-wing white Christian man. In fact, he shot up a church. I bet you money Dylann Roof hadn't been in a church where he was raised in probably a decade. It's unbelievable. So the new terminology, the new thing that what the left wants you to understand is that these Muslims are not coming over here radical. They're getting radicalized when they get here. The best country in the world has assimilated more races, creeds, nationalities, and genders or whatever than anybody else on the planet. And they want to tell you that you haven't done enough. You're the reason that these people become radicalized. But I ask, who was to blame? Because America has always been that melting pot. We allow almost all immigrants in. Few would disagree that we are probably the most integrated nation on the face of the planet, in the universe. I'll give it out. So why suddenly is there a shift to this radicalization? Decades ago, we didn't have all this radicalization as an issue, and we've been letting people in for decades. So the answer is simple: leftism. Radicalization, folks, doesn't fall on the bony shoulders of Barack Obama, not solely. Only a moron would argue, however, that Obama didn't put radicalization on steroids. He engendered radicals, foreign and domestic, groups like Antifa, BLM, as well as terrorist groups like ISIS, feasted on the policies of Barack Obama. And the left hate when we bring this up, even though it's flatly true. How many immigrants committed such crimes as this guy, Saipov, pre-2000? Don't get me going, because I know exactly how many terror attacks there were in the world in the decade of the 90s, at least based on the information that has been reported. There were a total of 35 Muslim attacks worldwide in the decade of the 90s, and now we get 35 Muslim attacks within days. So the radicalization has occurred under the left, under the watchful eye of Barack Obama. We've become more radical in America. I'm talking foreigners and domestic. And the reason is leftism, and we're going to make them own it.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.